Yes. Clairvoyant means having a mind that could see things that other people can't see. Having an unusually high sensitive mind. Clairvoyant. Clair, I looked it up in the dictionary, in the name dictionary. It means clear. And what Allah promised us? That we shall see with clear vision. And where is the darkness? It is in the water. That's where the darkness is. Says in the parable of the darkness is the water. So if darkness is in the water, where the light gonna come? In the water. Genesis said, and darkness was upon the deep. And the Spirit moved on the face of the waters, and God said, let there be light. All right. And I'm a witness that God has blessed us to see. He has brought clarity to our water. Calm and rest and clear clarity to our water. The waters of what? The waters of our senses. The waters of our sensitivity. The waters of our imagination. The waters of our thoughts and feelings. The waters of our religion. Yes. All of it has water. And you can't have no life without water. Allah says, and he rained down the waters from the sky on a dead land and bring up life. And he says, and on that wise shall be your bringing up. Praise be to Allah. You have to realize that Allah has blessed. Shouldn't we be blessed? If God blessed the Hebrews, who were in a bad situation under Pharaoh and put into slavery, shouldn't God bless us? Now, how come you all can't see that God has made a man among you blessed? If you can't see that, it's because you're jealous. Because you have a hateful heart. It couldn't be any clearer. No, it couldn't be clearer. Now, don't think you're going to disappoint us because you don't believe. Allah says in the Quran that if you would open up the skies as doors for them and show them revelations and signs coming out plainly, they would say, oh, it's not there. It's not true. That's not really happening. Our minds have been fooled or bewitched. So some people just don't have the heart to accept goodness from God when it comes. Now, what has come to me has come to you. In fact, it didn't come to me. It came to us. If there was nobody but me, it never would have come. Now it has come to us. And it's for us. And if you don't accept it, look how ungrateful you are. See, now this is the people that neglected their lives and allowed themselves to be idle and foolish after I had blessed them with great knowledge and great civilization. I'm talking about our ancestors. Allah had blessed our ancestors in Africa with sciences. Culture, high civilization, 3,000-4,000 years ago. And when the white man came from Europe, he found them over there acting like fools. Most of them warring against each other, taking advantage of each other. A lot of them laying out in the sun, loafing all day long, wasting their time in trivial things. That's how the white man found them. So for them letting themselves fall to that state, Allah allowed them to be captured by a cruel master and then put to the test. And the good suffered right along with the bad. But Allah, he rewards all of those that have paid a price. So he comes now and he brings about change in Egypt. Open up progress for the subjected people, the slaves. And then bless among them with insight to restore them to the high place they once had among the, as I think as Marcus Garvey said, constellation of nations. He prayed that Africa would be restored among the constellation of nations. So Allah blessed someone to do that. And you're not like the Hebrews, you're not like the Jews, who see our blessing in a child there, and not only the immediate family celebrates, but the whole Jewish community celebrates. Say, God has blessed us with a special child. Don't look at him preaching for himself. You're crazy. You're crazy. Your heart is not in the right place. God bless them with a blessing and they get jealous. But people lost out at sea. And long come a man, native just like they are, of the same country, with a compass and the knowledge to direct them back home. And they get jealous of him because he got that. What he should do is just pack his bag and go on. Shouldn't leave him no compass, nothing. But Allah is loving and merciful. All right, let's look at this word up there. That's psychology. I hope we can finish this by 10 minutes to 3 or 5 to 3, because we want to be out of here on every Sunday at 3. Psychology, look at this big word. Well, I believe I can count at least 10 letters here. Yeah, 10. Ten letters, psychology. Right? All right. Now, we know the Bible says that God made man on the sixth day. Right? This is Darlene. Darlene means education, teaching and learning process. On the sixth day, say he made man. That's the Bible, right? Now, is there any likeness of this? In the Sunnah of the Prophet, peace be upon him, Prophet Muhammad says that God designed Adam on a pattern of 60 arm span, 60 arm span. And the Prophet says in this hadith, he says, and no one goes or enter heaven except on that design. All right? So, if I bring you all nothing new, how can I advance you? If I just tell you what other people know, how can you be advanced over them? And if Allah takes the bottom up, doesn't he take the bottom up and raise the bottom up above? When he comes and saves the bottom, doesn't he raise the bottom to the top? This is scripture. This is scripture. Now, if I'm right, I strongly suspect that I'm the one through whom God is going to raise you up to the top. Now, I strongly suspect that. I've been strongly suspecting it for many years. Now, if I'm right now, and if I tell you nothing but what you can verify that somebody else said, and if anything I say that you can't verify that others said, I'm saying something wrong, something that you should reject, then I have no opportunity, by your own judgment, I have no opportunity to advance you. You won't give me an opportunity to advance you. Because you're going to judge everything that I say that you can't check as being dismissible.
Isn't that pitiful? I thank Allah, there's a few around here. In fact, I have to slow them down. That's right. I have to slow them down. Because they want to just come up here and tell you to go to hell. Yeah, they're tired of waiting on. They're tired of waiting on you to catch up. Now, it's a shame that I have to even stop to protect myself from your criticism. That's a shame. Why is it a shame? Because I've been with you for 8 years. And you haven't seen no one from China or from Asia, from Africa, or any place come here and shame me before you. If they had the power to shame me and make me look cheap before you, they would have done it a long time ago. So you don't have a right to sit there and suspect me and be looking for somebody to prove me right before you accept me. You don't have the right to do that. 8 years, and I've been almost over this whole world, and I'm in this country, 8 years, nobody has been able to come here and challenge me. That gentleman that left here with his son, he didn't come here to share this meeting. He came here to weigh me. Sitting right here on the front row with brother. He didn't come here to share this meeting with us. He came here to weigh me. And he left. I hope he's satisfied. Got to wrestle with the donkey people. And we got plenty of good thoroughbred horses ready to go. Even got some camels in here. They're ready to go. But we got to stay here with that donkey. Because he's our brother too. Good God Almighty. Okay. So, the Bible says he made the man on a sixth day. But Quran is saying no. No, no. Not no six. 6 years. 6 years. Why 6 years? In the sixth, there's only the potential. In the 6 years, it's in the conscience. So whoever goes to heaven, he must go there consciously. Can't go up there as no dead matter. Now, look. It's beautiful if you're interested in these things. But nothing is beautiful if you don't have an interest. Now, look what the Bible, look what Genesis said about the sixth day. Saying on the sixth day, he made the creeping things. So the Bible tells us in Genesis that he made the man on the same day that he made the creeping things. What creeps? Snakes? Insects. And insects are known in science by what? Six. Six. Insects. It means six-footed. Six-footed creature. So, insects are known by six. And he made the man, so the Genesis say, on the sixth day. And the creeping thing. Now, how in the world snake now? He ain't got no six legs. Why a snake in this? Because the snake has same nature. Now let's look at, not man now, let's look at snakes and insects. What do they have in common? Cold-blooded. Right? They are both cold-blooded. Snakes, cold-blooded creatures. Insects are cold-blooded creatures. Snakes and insects are cold-blooded creatures. And he made the man on the sixth day. What man is this? This can't be. Adam wasn't made on sixth day. Adam was made on 60th. 60th scene. Not day. 60th scene. He's made on the 60th scene. Who was this made on the 60th scene? This must not be the real man. Now let's look at these things. We mentioned one time But one noted thing about these insects and the snakes included is that they have a seemingly a curiosity. Yes. When snake is moving, look like he's searching. Right? And a fly lies down, look like he's searching. Same thing for the other insects. Roach, ant, all of them look like they're searching. Yes, thank you. And they have searchers on their heads called antennas. They be stealing and searching all the time. Right? Now the snake, he's the same. He searches with his tongue. He's stopping all the time. Like some of you all. Right? Yeah, that's that serpent. He's stopping all the time, filling the air. He doesn't sense with his nose. He senses with his tongue. See? So he gets the smell out of the air with his tongue. And he can tell when there's something in the air better than you can tell with your nose. He's equipped with that special tongue, the serpent. But he's cold-blooded. Cold-blooded. All right, let us look at something else now. Cow is also said to have been created on that day. The cow. Now, how does a cow fit into this same picture? Cow's always searching too. In fact, cow does nothing but search. Just stay on in the pasture and just search. What is searching? The food it eats. It's searching the food it eats. And it chews it. It gets through chewing it, it spits it back up and chews it again. They call it the cud, I think, right? It chews the cud. It has a second stomach. It can chew its food and put it down in that stomach, and that stomach will give it back to its mouth, and it can research it. That's the cow, right? So these are the creatures that are associated with man in the sixth day. So it says, what it's saying? It's saying that God created man with a curious intellect. With a curious intellect. But what are the learned saying when they connect the man with the snake and the insect? They are saying that this man is not God's man. This is not the real Adam. Bible pretend to be giving us the real Adam. That's why the second Adam had to come. It wasn't giving us the real Adam. And the proof of it is that Jesus said, he said, the Christian theology say that Jesus is second Adam. But according to the gospel, Jesus is first. Say, before the world, I am. And when did the world begin? In Genesis, with Adam. So the Bible is saying that Jesus was before Adam. Now, if he was before Adam, he's not the second Adam. He is the first Adam. See? Now, all Muslims know who study the Islamic teaching, we know that the Christian idea is a myth. They were misdirected. They were misdirected. They are called the Darlin, meaning that they went off. They were misdirected to go off the track. So, now, he's the first, not the second. He's the real one. The second one was the one that was out of his nature. He wasn't in the nature that God created him in. He was out of his nature. He had allowed himself to come out of his nature. The proof of that is what? That God created the man where? In paradise. Right? Well, where does his life start? On earth. And how does it start? He's lonely. Is a man with God lonely? I ain't never been lonely in my life. And that's the honest to goodness truth. I've never been lonely in my life. I've always had a strong interest in God, and that has kept me with company all my life. Never been lonely. The Bible says that he was lonely, and God didn't desire that the man be left in that state. So he took from his own rib and made a woman to be his helpmeet. Right? Then God caused him to fall into a deep sleep. So his generation is a joined down, a degeneration. Yeah, according to their own report, according to the Genesis report. That man's generation is not a going up. That man's generation is a going down. It's a degeneration. And behind him came just more and more trouble. More and more trouble. Pain, Two books came. Brought on misery and misery and troubles and troubles. And so God saved this. What he says. In other words, it brings sadness in. Repentance the Lord that he ever created man on earth. So was that his man he wanted? No. How was that his man what he wanted when he said repent the Lord that he ever created the man on earth? No, you have to understand the Bible. The Bible is a different report. The Bible is not telling us what God did to establish man. The Bible is telling us what man did to de-establish. That's what the Bible is telling us. And then only through repentance and the blessing of Jesus, the pure man, comes to relief. But look what they did to the pure man. Yeah. Turn him into a madman. Excuse me for saying that. But in his return, that's how he comes. Treading the wine press alone. Slaying the wicked until the blood drained and drenched his garment. This is what the Bible says. That's Jesus in his second coming. Slaying the wicked so much to the blood run in the streets up to the horse's bridle. Rivers of blood as high as a horse's bridle. That's the Jesus in the return. So it seems that the extreme of his goodness was reversed. And you get the same extreme in vengeance. Yes, that's according to the Bible. Now we know again, that's a mistake. So why? How do we know this? As Muslims, we know from the Quran. Allah says, and my mercy extendeth beyond my punishment. Azabi. Azabi means his execution of punishment. He says his mercy goes farther than that. In other words, he has no will to punish like he has a will to help. To help and aid people. No. Now that's good to know. Oh yes. Oh yes. All right. So return to here. I know the psychology there. We're not going to forget. The time is going, though. But believe me, I just, this is my life, and I like this so much, I forget the time. Now, okay, so the sixth day. What is the sixth day talking about? Man is a sense creature. He's a creature of senses. And he's complete when he has five senses. He's conscious when he can exercise these five senses. To exercise them, he has to be able to relate them to each other. So in other words, he has to have five, equal 10. When he's 10, he's conscious. And look what happened when the five became 10. They became one. Take off the zero. So he has to have the ability to reconcile his senses, to make his senses agree and operate peacefully and agreeably with each other. He has to be able to bring about order, unity, consistency, etc., in his senses. When he does that, then he's conscious.